Yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Can you repeat the question? You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. You're not the boss of me now. And you're not so big. Life is unfair, so I just stare.
From the heart of Discord, right here on the Podzilla 1985 Network, this is Podzilla After Dark. With me, your host, Shannon Young. With me tonight, we have, of course, the belle of the ball, the prince of New England, the king of Staten Island, Jesse Kimball.
I've never been in any of those places.
Also with us tonight, the queen of darkness, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Oh.
All we heard was, oh.
And said hello.
Which I imagined is the call of the Queen of Darkness. Also with us tonight, Shelby Chan.
Hello.
And live somewhere from Merle Haggard's Abyss, Tanner Calvert.
Merle Haggard's Abyss.
I'm eating Fruity Pebbles with marshmallows.
Because that's what Fruity Pebbles needs. More sugar.
More sugar.
Have you seen the Lucky Charms that's all marshmallows? I want it so bad.
The problem with that, though, is that you have to eat Lucky Charms.
But the marshmallows.
But it's just the marshmallows.
Hello.
Well, I just dumped those all over my desk.
I was wondering if that's what that sound was.
All right, guys, quick.
I heard the pitter-patter of cereal hitting a desk.
Before we get started tonight, quick Burger King update. Oh, no, you know what? No. Let's, all right. One of you motherfuckers out there, one of you listeners of Podzilla 1985, you're going around getting free Burger King on our email. And I want to know who it is. So, fess up. And if you fess up, we promise to give you a prize. That prize is I will come to where you live and shove my fist up your ass. You can choose to oil it up. You can lube it up if you want, but my fist is going in your ass. I promise that is a gift. Trust me. You have to pay extra for that in most countries.
I'm also very curious who it was.
Yeah, we're not.
Because I feel bad. I came at Ethan kind of hard.
And
I feel a little bad about it.
And only Ethan. Just Ethan.
Everybody else came hard after me too, so.
Yeah, I never came at Hunter or Tanner particularly hard.
I think Tanner needs to watch that everybody shit because I didn't come at you hard.
I was just like, I think it's probably like it's got to be Tanner because I thought that you know the whole I thought you had to actually verify the email address. Turns out you don't. So I was like, it's got to be Tanner because it wasn't me or Shannon.
All right, so here's what I think we're most upset about. I think we're most upset that we didn't think of this exploit first. Because that would be an eternity of free Cokes and cones if we so chose. But no, we didn't think of it. And then apparently, according to Jesse, someone put this information on.
All I have is vanilla.
They must have shared it on the internet because like after I disabled the feature, it doesn't work anymore. But, you know, I guess before it actually went through, people were still doing it. So I got an email from some motherfucker in Seattle that did it. I got another one from some motherfucker in New York that did it. Also, the emails for those were pretty great. One was Papa Pump.
The person from New York. I think that narrows it down because that means they're also probably a wrestling fan. So,
I mean, if they listen to the show, odds are pretty good they're wrestling fans.
So thanks to one of you, we can no longer say you can email us at literally anything at podzilla1985.com. So thanks for ruining it for everybody, you godless sodomites.
Yeah, so whatever listener tried to fuck with Burger King, you have ruined the literally everything shtick.
You have ruined Podzilla 1985 forever. Shame on you, a pox on your family. Okay. With that out of the way, it was Tanner. Let's move on. Tanner, are you there, buddy?
No.
Other news and notes before we get on with the show here. Nope. None of them. Tanner, you know what I did today?
Tanner
ain't
here. Hey, Tanner. We'll all sit here and wait quietly for him.
So, guilty on all charges.
A real boring show.
I mean, hey.
And there's more cereal that I just missed.
How is that different than normal?
Damn it, I dropped it again.
All right, well, while Tanner's gone, let's get real news out of the way. He's back. Okay, good. Tanner.
Well, yeah. Still, just do it.
Tanner, guess what? You know what I did today? Hey, Tanner. Not saying anything till you reply verbally. What? Okay. Hey, mother, can I talk? Pencil neck?
That's rude.
You know what? I'll be right there.
No, hey. You'll like this. Tanner, no, come back. You'll like this. You're going to like this. Come back. You're going to like this. Legitimately. So I was talking to, we affectionately refer to her at this point. Bless you. I was talking to Ditto Girl today. And she has a big interest in UFOs and aliens. Well, she went, I pointed her toward our interview with Paul Blake Smith, which I stand by as one of our best interviews that we've ever done here on the show. He was a gentleman and a scholar, and I would love to have him back on the show. I remember you had talked at one point, we were talking about getting him back on the show.
Yeah, he recently came out with another book about the JFK assassinations.
Which I didn't even know was related to aliens. So that's cool.
Yeah, related to the Cape Girardeau crash, actually.
There we go. A little darker. Thank you. Jesse, you look confused. You look confused, boy.
I ain't gonna fuck with it. It's fine.
No, speak words, son. You know about the Cape Girardeau crash, right?
Yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Do
you?
You
talked about it several times before.
Okay. Real quick.
How much do you know about the crash, Jesse?
I know enough to know what the fuck does it have to do with John F. Kennedy.
So, John himself, as a young person, was in the military. I don't know if it was Air National Guard or something. But at some point in time, he was actually based in Southeast Missouri. And he may or may not have seen the recovered aircraft. The fuck are you laughing at?
No one will ever know.
Just Tanner's new nickname, Johnny Crinkles. Because all I hear is...
Look, I've had a shitty week, so...
Hey, you got a new job. It's a good week.
Hey,
that's the only good thing that's happened.
Bullshit. You got a Reese's Pieces in your hand, my friend. Hey, it don't get better than Reese's Pieces. Tonight's episode of Podzilla 1985, by the way, is brought to you by Reese's Pieces. That's the better. Because Reese's Pieces actually turns out not that good. Reese's are great. Reese's Pieces are okay. Fight me.
Wait. You can get Reese's Peanut Butter Cups with Reese's Pieces inside of it now.
Don't like them. My least favorite.
Have you had the Pieces Bar?
I have.
The Fast Break or whatever it is. Yeah. That thing is fantastic.
Pieces are so good.
I don't even like candy bars. That was awesome.
Michaela, I'm about to answer your question about what crash.
I was about to ask you, Tanner, if you wanted to answer that question.
Yeah. So... peanut butter.
He's choking on flavor, ladies and gentlemen. Give him a second. John so, Henson, Ron, you son of a bitch!
I'm with John Henson. I also want Reese's.
All right. Anyway. Don't lick it around on your lips before you eat it. That's just rude. That's just teasing now.
So Roswell, the crash at Roswell happened in 1947.
1941.
No, Roswell, not Kate.
Okay, go on with your story.
Anyway, the crash at Roswell happened in 1947. Everybody thinks that was the first major crash recorded in the United States. It was not. 1941, there was an unidentified flying object that crashed in, as they say, Cape Girardeau, but it's Cape County. It's a little south, closer to the airport is where it was. A preacher from Cape was brought out to give last rites to the people in the aircraft. Upon arriving on the scene, he realized that the things he was giving last rites to were not human. They were gray in color, larger head, larger eyes. He was there, gave last rites. There was photographers there from newspapers and different fire departments that were there. They were told to just turn in the cameras Nothing from this scene was allowed to leave. Reportedly, there was a couple cameras that got out, a couple rolls of film that got out with some pictures, but those photos have not been seen in 40 plus years, 50 plus years now.
Where is Roswell? Roswell's in New Mexico, Michaela. Yeah. Zane Laney, not far from there. Been there. Jealous.
Very.
Yeah.
Sometime we'll have to go out to New Mexico and...
Well, there's a lot to do out in New Mexico, especially on the paranormal. You got Roswell, you got... I'm pretty sure New Mexico's part of the Four Corners, isn't it?
Yes.
So, that's a whole thing. Skinwalkers, all kinds of stuff out there.
I've been to the Four Corners.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I used to live in Colorado, also one of the Four Corners.
Yeah.
Michaela, you are very uncultured. That is true, but that's why you're here with us, so we can we can help. We can help culture. Remember Nate? Nate got better eventually.
You say that, but I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Okay, but have you seen or talked to him in years?
No.
Okay. Far be it from us here at Podzilla 1985 to accuse anyone of anything without any great evidence.
I'm gonna sit here and eat my Reese's cup.
Hey, I had evidence. I insist.
Okay.
I had plenty of evidence.
All right. Also, motherfucker, you know what? We'll skip the Derek Chauvin thing for Tanner's sake, because I know Lindsay's got a lot of trivia. We want to keep it fun, so I'll just say this about it. We'll talk about it at a later point. I promise. But I do have a motherfucker of the week. We're bringing it back. Tonight's motherfucker of the week, Greg Gutfield? Gunfield? Is it Gutfield or Gunfield? Let me look this up real quick. He's a Fox News reporter. Go figure.
Hey, Shelby, show them your alien skull.
Greg Gutfield. So here's what... That's a good skull.
That's pretty similar to what they described, too.
Jesse, Greg Gutfield, after the verdict for Derek Chauvin, he went on to his Fox show and said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said he's glad that he was convicted on all counts, which the panel said yes, they agreed. Then he clarified by saying... He's glad that he was convicted on all counts, even if he doesn't think he's guilty of everything, because it saved America that night from rioting and looting and burning. Which point, Judge Jean Panera Bread, whatever her last name is, I don't care, she was actually the voice of reason who told this piece of shit that we do not sacrifice one person in this country, like... You know, for the sake of everybody else, that's not what we do. That the court of law found him guilty, and that is the rule. And everyone kind of shamed him, but he said he was just glad that he was convicted so that basically the blacks didn't get all uppity and go riot and burn down cities. That was his reasoning for it. He doesn't think he's guilty. He's just glad that he was found guilty so that way our nice white cities were protected. Here's my take on this. I just want to put a take on this. My take is that you cannot make Derek Chauvin into a martyr. He's not a martyr. He did not go to jail for our sins so that way our cities could be safe. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. One, if you think this is the end of the looting and the rioting, you're crazy. The same day that he was convicted, a 16-year-old girl was shot 4 times to death by a police officer. Not far away. Now, Tanner is going to say that this is a little bit different because the girl had a knife and she attacked somebody. That is true, which is why I'm reserving judgment on this. I've seen a whole bunch of people go online, and friends included, and just talk about how destroy, kill the cops, do away with the cops, all cops are evil. I've never agreed with that, and I never will agree with that. I take it on a case-by-case basis. I think that's what the law is supposed to be. So I will reserve judgment on what happened to this 16-year-old girl. It's sad when anybody dies, but... We're not talking about that. We're talking about Chauvin. He's not a martyr. Don't turn him into some kind of white legend because he went to jail to save all of our... to protect us from the evil, rioting, looting blacks out there. That is not...
Oh God, they are going to make him a Jesus, ain't they?
They are. They're trying to turn him into some kind of fucking martyr. They're trying to turn him into what George Floyd actually was. It's... White people, you did it again. You know what, everybody, let's real quick. Let's give it up for white people. Motherfuckers of the week.
Nope, not even going to try to clap on that one. Fuck that. That's a real bummer. Because, like, you know, after the conviction, I like squalor. So I decided to check out some of the subreddits out there that wouldn't be so happy about the verdict. And yeah, it's a lot of bad. Granted, a lot of the people in those subreddits like did like they were happy about it, and not just because like, oh, America is safe from all these evildoers. Not the actual evildoers. Going back to your comment,
Jesse, you're okay. We know what you mean. Yeah,
they actually agreed that, you know, like he was guilty and he deserved to go to jail.
Yes, so, and
I was surprised to see that in a lot of those subreddits.
For the record, I debated this. I actually had an internal debate on this when I read the charges of if I thought he was guilty of all of them, because murder. That one was tough for me, because to convict someone of murder is to imply that they intentionally killed somebody. We're not talking about negligent homicide. We're not talking about anything like that. We're talking about actual murder. And I don't think he intentionally murdered the man. I think
not murder in the first degree. No. Now the way
there's a difference in their stuff
between second degree murder. Yeah.
Second and third, and then manslaughter.
Yeah. Manslaughter for sure. There's just a lot that goes on with it. And what I hate, and I'll hate this to the bitter end, even if I don't agree with it, is it's so hard to speak your mind on these things if you don't agree with the popular narrative, because everyone will shame you and shit on you and shut you up. And I never thought I would say, man, I wish it wasn't that way, because I also hate when I hear like neo-Nazis talking. I hate when I hear, what was the guy that used to come to SEMO and talk about women going to hell because they were whores? Brother Jed. I don't appreciate that myself, but at the same time, I feel that you should have the ability of freedom of thought and to have an opinion, assuming that opinion is based on valid evidence and not just some crackpot theory like Ethan is the one that got the free Burger King.
Was it a crackpot theory? All right. Just to, I guess, settle your murder thing, like, it absolutely was second-degree murder, just like by the actual definition.
What is it?
Not premeditated, or murder that is caused by the offender's reckless conduct that displays an obvious lack of concern for human life.
And that it definitely was. He didn't care about his life. That is the exact thing. Yeah. He did not treat him like a human being.
He did not care about George Floyd's life, comfort, or anything else. If he died, he died. Like, he was in, like, there is very clear video evidence that he did not give a single fuck that he killed that man.
When other people were telling him that he was dying, that he can't breathe, when he was begging for his mother, he did not relent. He kept the knee on the back of the neck. He did nothing to show compassion for this fellow man who was already on the ground, who was handcuffed, who did not pose a threat. It was disgusting.
And then,
oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, no, yeah, go ahead. Finish your thought.
It was disgusting. And I actually was both surprised and relieved when both Hunter and Tanner messaged me and said he was convicted on all three counts. They pretty much simultaneously they messaged me, and like, I could not believe it. I was so convinced that this was going to be another getaway from someone that deserved
to jail. I was watching it live, and yeah, as they started with second degree murder. Like on the charge of second degree murder, the jury finds the defendant guilty, and like, I was sitting in my office like, what? And then they just went down the line, got guilty on all three. I was like, hell yeah.
Tanner, you got something. What do you got?
I wanted to like bring up how shocked I was at how fast the verdict came back.
12 hours, was it?
No.
Less than 12 hours?
It wasn't that long, was it?
They deliberated for 8 hours.
8 hours.
Yeah.
Which I think is like, it was either 8 or 12. Like, either way, like, it was really, really short for this, you know, high profile of a case. And normally when that happens, it comes back not guilty.
They barely had time to get all the evidence to the jurors before they had a verdict.
So here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. You saw what Maxine Waters said, right?
No. Maybe.
She was at a protest before they announced the verdict. And they asked her about it, and she said, if it comes back not guilty, we have to be more aggressive. We have to stay in the streets. I mean, she went all out in basically saying, no justice, no peace. And the judge himself, because the defense attorney tried to argue that this was going to poison the jury, that there's no way the jury doesn't know the ramifications of a not guilty verdict, that if they came back as not guilty, of how much trouble there would be. And because this is an elected official adding fuel to the fire, that there's no possible way that this was going to be a fair decision.
I mean, it was it was numerous elected officials, like everything from congressmen up to the president of the United States.
Yeah, but nobody flat out said we're going to get more aggressive and get in people's faces. No one said, no one was as honest as she was. And the judge denied the dismissal, which was good. But I don't know if you saw this. In denying the dismissal, he told the defense attorney she may have just given you room for appeal. So there's a chance that they're going to appeal the verdict on the grounds. They're
absolutely going to appeal.
Oh, yeah. Whether that happened or not, they were going to appeal it.
Yes, but now you've got more stacked on top of it. It's not just he's appealing the decision. He's appealing the decision along with the narrative that if he wasn't convicted, the United States would burn, and that the jury did not decide this case based on evidence. They decided it based on the popular opinion.
That was going to happen regardless.
Yes, but
they're going to appeal.
Right, but
that was going to be the argument regardless.
But what I'm saying is she made it worse is the argument, is the new argument.
Because it was already there.
Tell me one other elected official that used the exact words she did. If we're going to argue this, tell me another elected official that said what she did.
No, I'm not arguing. It doesn't
matter. Like, they didn't need the elected official. Like, that was already going to be...
So, no, I think what he's saying is that the elected official saying that may have hurt the cause.
Yeah, it made the case worse because it's not just people in the streets that are threatening violence. Now you have elected officials threatening violence if there's not a guilty verdict returned.
So what you're saying is like it adds more weight to that argument for appeal.
In their opinion, in their view.
Like I said, like that was going to be their argument anyway. And I guess what you're saying is like that's more evidence for that argument.
Yeah, because...
I don't disagree with.
Because, there's a difference between having, citizens of the United States saying this versus having elected officials saying it. That adds more weight to it. It's like some crazy person running out there yelling about, the immigrants and stuff like that versus a Donald Trump saying the same thing. Like, there's more weight to these arguments when you have people who are, representing us.
I get what you're saying. Like, I don't think that mattered in the long run.
Well, I guess...
Because, it absolutely does, I guess, strengthen the argument, but like,
and that yeah, that's what he's saying.
And it's adding a drop to the bucket. Like, it's not.
I wanted to use that as a segue into my question for you: is do you think they have a case for the appeal based on this?
They have a case to take it to appeal, and that's all they want, because they want to take it to appeal and they want to get a different jury, and like see if they can get a different result that way. Regardless, he's going to be in prison for the next year because that is a slow process.
He also could be in prison for just a few years, depending on what the sentencing is, because it's not over. It's not over.
The sentencing isn't going to hit for another couple of weeks, and they can't even start the appeal process because the man is in jail right now.
Right.
Yeah, he was a man in custody immediately. That was great.
In solitary for 23 hours a day.
I think what I heard is it's 12 days before they actually do the sentencing for it. And I mean, he's looking at a minimum of 8 years, but a maximum of 75, I think, was what I had read.
They're going to have to keep that man under lock and key because cops generally don't do well in prison anyway.
That's exactly what I was saying. Cause I don't remember who I was talking to about it, but I want to say it came up in the group chat. Somebody said, he's going to be in, prison, where all these people are going to protect him. I was like, I get what you're saying, because he's a white guy, some skinheads are going to protect him. But then I was like, but he's a cop. Cops don't do well in gen pop.
They are not going to put him in gen pop.
With his reputation. This isn't the first time he's, maybe the first time he's actually murdered someone.
It's the first time, I believe it's the first time he's killed somebody, but he's had previous strikes on his record from, excessive force and stuff like that. So, yeah.
I think the thing that helps the case, even against an appeal, is the fact that other officers came out and bashed him. They came out to testify against him.
Yes.
This isn't the blue line protecting each other. They realized he did something wrong and they spoke out against him.
Even the people that were supposed to be on the stand protecting him, like we had talked about it on previous shows, where they're just like, all right, so yeah, no, this is okay. So yeah, no, that's not actually what we do in training. He's not trained to do that. He shouldn't do that.
Well, they kept arguing.
Also, like, one of the big arguments was that, you know, all these other factors of that, about, you know, what else would have killed him, like all the, like, he wouldn't have died if, but in Minnesota, I found out apparently, like, for that kind of like a murder charge, you don't necessarily have to prove that, like, it's like, you know, what happened is what killed him. You just have to prove that they wouldn't have, or they would have lived had that not happened. So, like, you know, they talk about him being on drugs or whatever. They talk about him having heart problems and all these other, like, bad health. It's like, yeah, okay, that's fine. But he would have lived had Chauvin not knelt on the back of his neck for 8 minutes.
9 minutes.
Nine minutes.
Yeah, well, they added it all up. So, anyway, I know we said we were going to talk about it. We talked about it for 20 minutes. Derek Chauvin convicted on all three counts. And it's over. All right. Racial injustice is gone. The police are reformed. We've won, everybody. We got them. All right. Don't have to talk about it anymore. Let's go move on to the happy topic of the night. Lindsay's waiting in the shadows so she can bring something enjoyable to our lives as opposed to the dark, tragic existence that we all slog through every day here on planet Earth. Lindsay, what do you got in store for us tonight?
We're going to do more trivia, but this time it's going to be television themed.
Trivia.
And I am a little bit of a jerk again, and no, you don't get multiple choice.
Oh.
Tanner, to answer your question from earlier, where did I get the color-changing floodlight? Are you talking about the one I use in the backdrop or the one in the background?
Umbrella.
Those are not color-changing. I have four separate ones I got from Walmart. They're like $4 a piece. I bought blue, yellow, red, which red is up there, and green. But I just like the blue the best. So okay.
I was at Walmart. I couldn't find the color ones. So.
I'll go with you sometime. I'll show you.
Okay.
Where the light bulbs are.
Where's my pen? Lindsay, what'd you do with your pen?
I didn't touch your pen.
Found it. All right. Hey, hey, Kaz is here. But he's that's why I wanted Kaz. I asked Kaz if he could be on the show tonight because I wanted to talk to him about this. But unfortunately, he had real life things he had to do, which sucks. I wish he was here. All right. And to play trivia because okay. Kaz always does the best answers. I have a pen. I have an apple.
I have
pineapple.
And we're going to stick with the basics. 1 point for correct answers.
Okay.
So we shall start things off with.
Hold on. Caleb says, guys, if he'll put it on the stream for the rest of or screen for the rest of the stream, I'll send C-Man to Mr. 100. All right, bring it. I'll put him on. Send it to me, Caleb. Hi, Samantha. Hey, Sammy.
What are you doing?
Don't worry, everybody. C-Man is on the way. One of my
pins exploded.
You just strangled an octopus.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Oh, I'll do the Jesse.
No.
All right, Lindsay, go ahead.
Right. What alias is Gordon Shumway better known as?
Who the fuck is Gordon Shumway?
Well, this is going to be an easy night, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Ciro. The heart of the Ghostbusters. You guys ready?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. The correct answer, and again, mine are always going to be backwards, is Alf. Tanner?
I don't know. I went with Chumley from Pawn Stars.
Chumley from Pawn Stars!
I don't fucking know.
Chumley's real name is Gordon Shumway from Pawn Stars, ladies and gentlemen.
Shumway!
Whatever. God damn it.
I don't fucking know.
Jesse?
Did either of you have a guess?
I said Flash Gordon.
Barnacle Boy.
I like that you at least guessed.
It's Barnacle Man.
No,
but
yes.
No, it's Barnacle Boy. Mermaid Man. And Barnacle Boy. No, it's Mermaid Man, right. And Barnacle Boy.
Nope, that's my
the
bad.
The correct answer is Alf. His actual name is Gordon Shumway.
It's true.
Well,
it's true. It's going to be an easy night, ladies and gentlemen.
I do love torturing you all.
Oh, sweet God, Caleb, why did you create this monstrosity? Hold on, everybody. I got to bring I'm bringing Seaman onto the show tonight.
Let me know when you're done tweaking our graphics.
I'll let you know when I'm done tweaking.
Whoa!
Fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
That's a song from Carol and Tuesday.
So, well, while you're looking that up.
All right. So, I feel
bad. Zero was trying to talk to us on Nerd Up the other day, but I think it was on like the when I shared it to my Facebook page.
So after it was done.
It's after everything was done. Like I saw a bunch of messages from Zero.
I'm guilty of doing that.
Here's what we'll do for the next couple of minutes. My picture, my live video will be replaced by this picture of Seaman. So there we go.
But then they can't see your answers, so they're just going to have to hear your answers.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's up there for everybody.
Are we ready to move on? Are you done playing with graphics?
I'm done playing with my little Seaman, yes.
Oh, that's terrible. Why? Oh, God. Please get rid of that.
I hate this thing on its head. I hate it so much.
Please just get rid of that.
But look at
I'm deeply disturbed.
But look at all the hearts that are
like
coming in.
It wants to die.
So many. Well, yeah, it's just like the real one. Just wants to die, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, next question.
Next question.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seaman.
At the start of Boy Meets World, what grade is Corey in?
Well, this is an easy one because I don't know. So it doesn't matter if you can see me or not. I'm going to take a guess.
The fact that I'm not 100% positive on this is embarrassing because I love the show.
Yeah, same. Like, I know the general area, but I'm not positive, like, exactly what grade.
I'm either right on or one off.
Thank you, Caleb Carter, for the wonderful Seaman picture. We appreciate that, of course. Caleb, one of the top artists for Cape Championship Wrestling, does our posters. Good man. Good man. Also, the cheap plug, also the host of the Four Sides podcast, which you can find on Spotify. He does a lot of great wrestling content and beyond. Make sure you check him out. Okay. And that's coming from Seaman. You guys ready?
Fucking Seaman. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I'll show you guys and then I'll just say it out loud. I'm guessing you can see it. Fourth Grizzle.
I can't. Fourth Grizzle.
Fourth Grizzle. Tanner.
Tanner, what you got?
Sixth
Tanner's
Grizzle.
Going with sixth grade. Shelby.
Seventh.
Jesse.
I also originally said sixth, but I decided to go with seventh. I know they're in middle school, but I don't know.
You know,
I originally said eight, and then at the exact same time, Jesse and I were both like, nope.
I'm sorry.
To be fair, I wrote
correct answer is sixth grade.
Damn it!
I'm starting to think fourth grade might have been a little too low.
We follow Corey and his friends from sixth grade up through college.
Yeah.
And into parenthood.
I knew he was in middle school, but yeah. I was, son of a bitch.
Zero, you will not see Seaman as a VTuber. I can't.
Oh, no.
All right, I'm going to come back.
More Seaman.
I'm going to come back, but we're going to keep Seaman in the corner.
First instinct.
All right.
Next.
I love Hey, there's my little buddy.
I liked Girl Meets World a lot, too.
There's my little buddy up there. Hey, what's up, buddy? All right. Cool.
All right, next. In the 90s, TGIF's lineup was filled with family-oriented sitcoms. What show was the only one with a cast of puppets?
I'd say Full House, because they were fake as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what TGIF is.
Me neither.
Thank God it's Friday.
It was ABC's Friday Night lineup.
Yeah. I know, like, Fuller House and America's Funniest Home Videos and... Man, was Super... Like, Lois and Clark on that?
That was ABC.
TGIF was...
I mean, that wasn't... I meant that was a primetime... No, I don't know what I'm trying to say. It wasn't that. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Can I give the answer of rightitude?
Of rightitude?
I think Jesse just got it. The answer is clearly motherfucking dinosaurs. That's for Adrian.
Tanner. No, Jesse didn't get it.
I said Muppets, but I think Shannon's not right.
Shelby?
I said Lamb Chop because I couldn't remember what all was on there.
Yes.
Jesse?
Shannon is right, but I said Crank Yankers.
That's Comedy Central.
It's dinosaurs.
Yeah, motherfucking dinosaurs.
So like, typically, TGIF was Perfect Strangers, Family Matters, Full House, Dinosaurs, Boy Meets World, Step by Step. Like, they were all literally, like, family-based sitcoms.
Yeah, as soon as Shannon said it, I was like, nah, he right. It was Terminator 2 again. I was like, nope, yep.
One of the best endings ever, because they all die.
Oh.
At least it wasn't Beauty and the Beast this time.
Ha! Yeah, no, instead I just like fucked my own self out of the correct answer.
Someone someone out there in Podzillaville screen cap this picture of me staring at semen like this. Ready?
Oh, God.
Okay, thank you.
All right, next. Who currently holds the record for hosting Saturday Night Live the most times?
Oh, shit.
That's a good question. Hosted or appeared on?
Hosted. Hosting duties.
This is a big guess for me, so I don't know.
Damn, wish Hunter was here. I actually don't know this.
Take a guess. Any guess.
I'm going to put one, but I think it's a different one. Okay. I don't think that I know this one. Yeah. I said Alec Baldwin, but I don't think it's Alec Baldwin.
It was my original guess.
I think
Tanner's also going with Alec Baldwin.
I said Chris Rock.
I switched mine to Keenan because I know he's been on it a lot.
No, he's not a host, though. He's just a cast member.
But, Lindsay, before you say the answer, part of me thinks it's Tom Hanks. Go ahead.
Part of me thinks... I also thought Tom Hanks or John Mulaney at this point.
No.
Now, Alec Baldwin was like my first one. I was like, probably not. I don't know.
Dancer is Alec Baldwin. He has hosted 17 times.
Hey, Tanner.
Behind him is
Tanner, give me a...
Oh, gosh. Martin is behind him with 15. Hold on.
Top right, Tanner. Top right. For you. Ready? Yeah. There we go. Okay. Cool.
Boy, wait. Shannon, I got to hand you something here. Hang on a second.
Yeah. What do you got? You got that pen for me? Oh, sweet. Cool. Thank you. I appreciate that. That joke never gets old. All right.
Hunter loves it so much. Got so giddy Tuesday.
Watch this, Shelby, I'm gonna hand you this pen. All right, here you go. Ready? There you go.
You're going the wrong way.
On your screen, but not on the screen that they can see. Oh goddamn,
no,
Ethan.
No, you're going the wrong way.
Ethan actually screen capped. Ethan screen capped it. Oh god.
Yay, Ethan.
You told him to.
Fucking
good
hell.
Job.
That's gonna be my profile pic tonight. All right.
All right. Are we ready for the next one?
Yep.
Julie Newmar and Eartha Kitt both played what character in the 1960s Batman TV series?
Wait, repeat that.
Julie Newmar and Eartha Kitt both played what character in the 1960s Batman television series? Was it?
Yeah. I wrote Catwoman and I drew a little cat.
Tanner? Also going with Catwoman.
Yeah.
Shelby.
I thought it was too obvious, so I just said Barbara Gordon.
And Jesse?
I believe that Tanner and Shannon are correct at Catwoman.
Yeah, it's probably right then.
It is Catwoman, yes.
Yeah. I was like,
that's Julie Newmar was it for the first couple of seasons, and Eartha Kitt came in for the last season.
You're forgetting one.
Ah, Kite Man!
Was there a third one?
Wasn't it of...
Zero.
Because there's another one that was in the movie.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, you're right.
Because I thought there was three in the TV show, too, but I did my research today. I didn't just pull stuff out of my ass.
Kite Man.
Fun guess for everybody. Eartha Kitt's second best acting performance.
In a certain Disney movie?
Live action.
Live action? Okay. That I'm not sure. I can give you animated.
I know animated. That's an easy one. Ernest Scared Stupid.
Yes. Also, Michaela, to answer your question, the Joker was played by Cesar Romero, who was a fantastic Italian actor who set the stage for all future Jokers, but, in a little bit of trivia, he refused to shave his mustache for the role, which is
so
why
he's
the
Joker...
He's just painted over his mustache.
That's why they painted it over.
Yeah.
It just looks like a weird fuzzy lip.
He was an amazing Joker. He set the standard. Everyone always talks about Nicholson, but Cesar Romero really set the bar.
He did, yeah. I mean, he was the first, so.
I mean, of, like, movie jokes.
Yeah, so he
really
literally
liked...
set the bar, and then Nicholson crushed the bar.
And then Hamill reinvented the bar, and then Heath Ledger took the bar and went home with it.
Yeah.
And then Jared Leto came out and said, hey, where's the bar? And then they beat him to death with the bar.
And that's why he has all the teeth.
He has got the teethus, yeah. Right.
Is it sad I'm seeing this all as a little like chibi cartoon?
Yeah, a little animation.
My head.
Little animation, yeah.
You know what? Now I'm doing it. Let's go to the next one, please.
All right. What 1960s sitcom starred Bob Denver,
Bob
Alan Hale
Denver.
Jr. Shut up, Bob Denver, Alan Hale Jr., Tina Louise, and Don Wells. We all know I can't read. Shut up.
Bob Denver. Shannon,
I got a little tongue-tied. I'm sorry.
Oh, God. The show's going to kill me.
Oh, shoot. I can't think of it.
I have no idea.
It's going to be an easy night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Lindsay is not pulling from my... All right. I was hoping, like, Lindsay's doing TV shows. Great, so we're going to get, like, 90s Nickelodeon and shit.
All right, so here's the thing.
A mix of all kinds of stuff.
Here's the thing,
Shannon
guys.
Hates this show.
Here's the thing, guys. Jesse Kimball is one of the smartest people I know, legitimately. So for him to be so clueless on this, I have to revel in it every second. So, with that said, I said Gilligan's Island.
Tanner.
Oh,
I also said Gilligan's Island.
Shelby's shaking her head.
I didn't have a guess. I had like a show in mind, but I could not think of what it was. I can think of the whistling theme song, but I can't remember the name of the show.
Well, didn't have a whistling theme song, so you're thinking of a different 1960s show.
Well, then that right there. Yeah.
And yes, I hate that show.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I said Dukes of Hazzard.
No, it's Gilligan's Island. I freaking love Gilligan's Island. That was like my summer like rerun show to watch.
And me and my little brother, like that was one of the few shows that came on like late night Nickelodeon, like Nick at Night,
that
we actually were okay with, but yeah, we also didn't particularly care for it.
God.
What the heck is Gilligan's
Island?
I love
Gilligan and the Skipper.
I mean, it was.
I love
you know.
I love Samantha's response. It's like Lost, but stupid.
I don't see that.
That's fair.
It has coconut radios.
It does.
Fucking stupid.
They were on a three-hour tour.
I enjoy that description way too much. Though.
That was good. That was good.
Okay, all right. Let's see if I can read this one any better. What cable network mentioned and used the music of They Might Be Giants quite a bit in the late 80s and 90s?
Wait, hold on. Repeat that.
What cable network mentioned and used the music of They Might Be Giants quite a bit in the late 80s and 90s?
think I know this one.
I'm guessing because I don't know.
I'm also guessing on this one because I don't watch a lot of TV, so that makes no sense. I'm winning. Point is, I said MTV because I couldn't think of anything else that used music.
I couldn't think of anything Nickelodeon. Because there was some kind of music thing they had an issue with, I think.
Shelby, you got to guess?
I said ABC because I didn't know.
And I said Justin? Fox.
Wow, everyone
Tanner
had different
answers. Tanner is correct. It is Nickelodeon.
See, I was thinking of Malcolm in the Middle.
That's what I thought too.
Well, that was later, but like Clarissa explains it all. She herself mentions loving They Might Be Giants. They used it in Tiny Toons. I believe it was on Pete and Pete. They used it for some of their bumpers. Like they just like subconsciously fed all of us They Might Be Giants, whether we knew it or not.
Yeah, it's honestly the only thing that I remember They Might Be Giants from is Malcolm in the Middle. I watched all those shows, did not realize that. Like anything.
I wrote ABC, but I was thinking PBS, so I didn't even write what I was wanting to write.
Yeah, I watched the
I was like, one of those three letters. It's fine.
I can tell you, Jesse. Like,
that was
the reason you didn't know that was because nobody listened to They Might Be Giants other than Malcolm in the Middle.
I liked They Might Be Giants. Like my first experience with it was Malcolm in the Middle, and I looked it up.
Mine was Tiny Toons. There's an episode that like. All the music they play on it pretty much is They Might Be Giants.
Lindsay, you don't count because you also like Eiffel 66. Probably.
45. I just don't despise that one song.
Wait, hold on. What did you say?
Eiffel 69.
Tanner.
That's the blue. Tanner. Never mind.
Okay. Let's go. Tanner, he lost it. He lost the game.
Already?
I don't think so.
Did you think about the game?
That's me. How many you got, Shannon?
All of them except one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I got you.
No, you both have 5.
Yeah, suck it, Shannon.
Wait, how many were there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
So he said I lost. So
wait,
I forgot. We've had 7 questions.
And I've gotten all of them. No, I missed that stupid Boy Meets World one. Ugh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Tanner's right. All right. Well, now I got to get serious. All right.
I'm keeping tally.
No. All right. Because I wrote test up here.
Oh. Fuck Boy Meets World.
Oh, no.
That's a great show.
Next.
Hunter would hate you for that one.
Throwing him off his game. Hunter already hates me. Let's go.
CNN was the world's first 24-hour news station. What year did it launch?
Son of a bitch, Lindsay. This is shitty TV.
I'm mixing it up.
Hold on, I gotta text my friend real quick.
No. You're not allowed to do that.
No, Michaela, no.
There is no phone a friend. There is no poll the audience.
Okay, I actually don't know this. I don't know this at all. I'm going to put 1989. That's my guess. I have no idea.
87.
Okay. Shelby, got a guess?
I said 97 because I have no idea.
Oh, God.
Jesse.
I said 1992.
That I originally
you
put 93.
You are all so late. CNN launched in 1980 before all of us were born.
That's not true.
I didn't realize, like, because I was thinking, like, okay, they burst with the, because they didn't start the 24-hour news cycle until the 90s, right? Like, that
no,
was.
When they started, they launched as a 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But they're not fair and balanced. Let's go, Lindsay.
All right. All right, let's see how many more names I can fuck up before the night's over.
Will you watch your fucking mouth?
She will not.
What?
Hey, Shelby, did you watch the newest episode of Chris Chan?
I did. Did you?
I did. It's getting scary.
Getting scary?
They're getting to the begging phase.
Like you thought terrible. It was bad before, it just keeps devolving, and I'm just like, how?
Ugh. Senior Chris Chan correspondent Shelby, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
What 1989 NBC miniseries starred Sam Neill?
Jurassic Park? No. I know the character, but I don't think this was the name of the show. But I'm gonna give it a try. All right. He played Dr. Grant in Jurassic Park.
Yes, yes, he did.
For bonus points, what's Dr. Grant's first name? Alan.
Alan?
Alan. Alan.
Alan. I'm looking for like the show he came from or the character he played.
The show. Well, technically they're one and the same.
Oh, right. then I got it right. All right.
That didn't help me at all still.
Yeah, no, I think I will continue to goose egg. Oh, no, I do have 1 point.
Yeah, right. You have 1 point.
All right, well, I'll start.
You are the cast of this week.
I'll start this shake a bang and bang. I said Merlin, and then I drew a little dinosaur that says Alan.
Saying Alan.
Yeah.
Tanner says question mark.
The question. That's a good movie.
Yeah, I wrote nothing. I had no guess.
Nothing.
No idea.
Alan.
It was Merlin.
Merlin.
It was their second miniseries when NBC started doing for winter sweeps. They would do a different miniseries every year.
Are we planning on leaving the 80s and 90s at all? Or are we just going to stick there?
Yeah, no, I'm going to take you even further back in time.
Well, God damn it.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. Stay tuned tomorrow for an all new horse time. I won. All right.
Kills Lindsay.
All right. I won. Let's go. No. Keep going.
I mean, you guys don't want me to make this a cakewalk, do you?
It already is. Let's go.
Cake.
Shelby wants a challenge, just a challenge.
Oh, she could be. Michaela has a special request. I'm going to fulfill it real quick. Tanner.
Guess what my middle, guess what my middle name is?
Alan.
That's right.
All right. Next. Saved by the Bell has a new show on the Peacock. Before this, how many spinoffs did the original have?
Are we counting made-for-TV movies or just series?
No, just series.
Okay.
So the wedding and the Vegas vacation do not count. I think there was a Hawaiian vacation also. But those don't count.
I did the same. Which means we're probably wrong.
So just the spinoffs, not including the original, right?
Just the spinoff TV shows.
Okay, I got it. You guys got it?
Yeah.
We think.
I think, if I'm not, I may be wrong, but I think there were two. It was the college years, and I think there was one called the new class.
I also went with two.
Yay, I think the whole you group all went get with a two. Point. Woo-hoo! You all get a point. It is the new class, which I hated, and the college years, which was okay because it had the original cast, but I went back and rewatched an episode recently and my God, it's awful.
Let me
Lindsay said shows as though there were plural, and I thought surely there could not be more than two spinoffs of that shitty show.
Let me throw out a show that's even worse that I saw when I was younger that they tried to really make as like an urban Saved by the Bell, and it was called City Guys. No, City Guys. Oh, no one remembers City Guys.
What is that?
City Guys. Go look up the trailer for it. They try to present them as like urban youths. They are the most fucking vanilla white people you will ever see. They make the cast of Saved by the Bell look like the Black Panther Party. Let's go.
All right. What cartoon series has Frank Welker been providing his voice to since 1969 and continues to do so still today?
Fuck. It's fuck.
Nope.
It's one of two shows.
Is it Fuck Boys?
He's the only original that's still there.
In the newer stuff, he doesn't always voice the same character anymore, but
no.
From time to time, he still does.
Yeah, all right. You know it.
All right. Ready when you guys are.
Ready?
Go ahead.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you?
Jinky! Hey.
Scooby-Doo!
I'm going to take that as a Shelby did not know. Yes, Frank Welker was the voice of Freddy, Fred. And he has taken over doing Scooby-Doo since, I think, mid-90s, maybe a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
He did not voice Fred in Scooby, but he was Scooby.
Matthew.
I was honestly kind of thinking like Flintstones, because I think I was.
You were in the right wheelhouse of Hanna-Barbera.
Oh yeah, I think I was thinking Fred, and then I was like, all I can think of is Flintstones.
Once you said like they're still doing stuff for it, I was like, it's definitely Scooby-Doo.
Hey, every now, Flintstones does just randomly. They're like, here's a movie.
Really? Lindsay,
can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you playing World of Warcraft while you do this?
No, I'm not. Is it popping it up on my thing?
Discord says you're playing World of Warcraft, so...
I'm not. Discord has my World of Warcraft option to stream the video on my thing, but I'm not actually playing it. The only thing opened on my thing is OBS and Discord.
Okay. Scooby-Doo sucks.
Interesting.
Fuck off!
Hey.
Oh, look, it was another man dressed as a monster.
Yeah, that was their gimmick.
In some of the movies, it had been supernatural.
It's true. All right.
Some of those movies
were on
really,
Supernatural.
Really
they were on Gilligan's Island.
The cat people.
One of my favorite Scooby-Doo episodes, and I had it. My mom got it for me, and I watched it all the time. Was Scooby-Doo meets Batman and Robin? I watched that thing to death.
I like the Addams Family one.
Met everyone. Batman and Robin.
The Globetrotters.
The Globetrotters.
Laurel and Hardy.
No,
Three Stooges.
No, Ciro, that is not the X-Files.
Ciro's got you there.
No, he Ciro, there. No, there were aliens and monsters in the X-Files. Go back and listen to our X-Files episode. Get a webcam, yes. I'll bring you on it, God damn it.
Moving on.
I think there were more monsters in Scooby-Doo than there were aliens in X-Files.
Well, there were, because Jesse, the real monsters were humans.
I like Michaela's.
Michaela, we got you there, dog.
Yeah.
Shannon says Scooby-Doo sucks because he can't actually solve a mystery. I just solved the mystery of who's... No. Let's go on. I'm suppressing my rage.
What was the first fully CGI animated series to hit Saturday mornings back in 1994?
Michaela, I think I solved the mystery.
This is another one. It's one of two, but I'm pretty sure it's this one.
What'd you put?
Don't look at what he put. That's cheating.
We've already both guessed.
Okay.
If they've already written it down, it's
if
fine.
Not this one, I have no idea what it is, because this is the only thing I can remember.
I put
Jesse on the same wavelength here.
I put robot. Oh, I'm sorry, reboot.
Tanner.
Transformers Beast Wars.
Oh, damn. I didn't even think about that one. I think you got me.
Shelby?
I just put Transformers because I wasn't sure which one.
I am pretty sure it's Beast Wars, but Shannon had my other guess.
I think it's
was
Beast
Reboot.
Wars.
What?
Damn, bitch!
It was Reboot.
I knew it was a 50-50 shot. I didn't remember which.
It.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which happened first.
I was surprised. I thought
I
lost.
They were both, I forget which one they were riding the heels on, but they both came out shortly after one another.
Boy, does Beast Wars not hold up visually?
No.
It's
painful to go back and look at.
It was so fun to watch back in the day, though.
Reboot was
like
the shit.
We talked about that before because they added it to Netflix, and I'm like, I'm going to check this out. Yeah. I loved this show as a kid. Oh, God.
Did you know they came out with a sequel to Reboot in the past couple years? No one knows about it. It's on Netflix. It has nothing to do with the original series. I don't understand why it even exists. It's live action.
I vaguely remember you telling me about it, and I was like, wait, what?
That's weird.
All right.
Lindsay, what's the score?
Shannon has 9. Shelby has 1. Jesse has 3. And Tanner is sitting at 7.
Oh, okay. Just wondering where Tanner was.
Yeah, the guy that never watches TV.
But I know a lot of stupid. That? I know a lot of useless trivia.
He knows a lot of useless trivia. All right. Which Law and Order character has appeared in at least 3 other TV series or been mentioned by name?
Oh.
Do you think I'll get this one, Jesse?
I do. Because I think I know this one. I'm just trying to remember the motherfucker's name.
It's his character name is all you need. You don't need the actor.
I can't remember his name, but I think this might be at least rhyming. I don't know.
What if I send a picture of him to Discord? I'll draw a picture of him because I can't remember the dude's name.
If I'm wrong, it's only he's only been in two, not three.
He's probably been in more than three, honestly. He connects all universes.
I best say if it's who I think it is, then he's the best thing, best part about Law and Order.
I like Michaela's answer of Dick Wolf. Close. It's also not Speedweed. Which is a real person.
Can't say it out loud.
All right, well, Shannon, I'm ready.
All right. Y'all ready? You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
As ready as I'm going to get.
It is Detective Munch, played by Richard Belzer, who starred, he appeared on The X-Files, Sesame Street, Homicide, Life on the Street, probably more. And he also sued the WWE in the 80s during the first WrestleMania when Hulk Hogan dropped him on the back of his head during a stunt. So.
Dang.
A lot of useless trivia.
I'm not giving an answer now.
Okay. Shelby, Jesse, either of you.
I was very close. I said munch in because I didn't think it was munch. Like I knew who it was.
You were on the right track.
I'm giving myself a point for it. Fuck it.
I would give Jesse.
I'll give you the point.
I don't know if this is a detective on one of those, but Briscoe. I can't remember.
Briscoe is a detective, but he was played by Jerry Orbach. He was in the original series. Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I know this is one of them, but I can't remember.
He's the best one. He's the best one.
Because I was thinking, like, I think it's Munch, but I was like, no, that's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Was it Munchin?
Munch.
Munchin? Meanchin?
Munchin. Meanchin. Munchkin.
That is Munch, not Munch. Munch.
Yeah, I know, but it was still fucked up in my head because of that.
So when you tie the universes together, that means... Munch. I love playing six degrees of separation because through Detective Munch, since he was on both, he was on Law and Order, X-Files, and Sesame Street, David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson from the X-Files were on The Simpsons as their characters. All of these worlds exist in the same universe, if you think about it. If you really think about it.
So next question.
Hey, fan theories.
Yes, Lindsay, next question.
Moving on. The Simpsons is the longest running TV series currently still on. What season are they on?
Shit. Speak, Remy. Fuck.
Hang on.
Taking a guess here.
Yeah, I'm just taking a semi-educated guess.
I'm guessing 37. 37 in a row?
I guess 26.
You are way off.
I said 40.
You are also off.
You are all wrong. We have 32 seasons of The Simpsons currently.
I literally erased two to put three. Fuck!
Tanner was close. But there are 32 seasons of The Simpsons so far.
I believe
there were more than 30.
I believe it was Tree-fitty.
Tree-fitty?
That's what Zero said. Whoa, C-Man, how you doing? He's right there. He's watching over me. Hey.
Giving you those bedroom eyes.
No.
Hey, I agree with Zero. Price is Right rules.
Oh, horse shit. The price is wrong,
no,
bitch.
Sorry, Zero. We're not playing that game. All right. What was the first cartoon to air on Adult Swim back in 2001? What did they start their lineup with?
I'll tell you what I think it is versus what I think it is. My guess versus what I think it is.
Yeah, I'm honestly not positive.
I think it was Space Ghost Coast to Coast, but I have a bad feeling it was BRAC. But my Tanner? Guess is Space Ghost.
I was guessing what I've seen.
Shelby?
I said C-Lab 2021.
I think Shannon is right, but yeah. I said Gundam.
You are all wrong. Home Movies was the first show to start off.
I forgot.
Well, that's why no one fucking remembers.
But,
love that show.
Coast to Coast, C-Lab, and Aqua Teen all were also in that lineup along with BRAC.
Hey. Price is Right rules.
No.
Well, because BRAC was way later.
No, it was in those first set.
It was also it was also terrible.
Because it, what, didn't it start like a season after Space Ghost? Because BRAC got his
Space Ghost Coast to Coast had been on, but when they initially launched Adult Swim, they started it with home movies, and then Space Ghost wrapped up their like block of cartoons of it.
Coast to Coast.
Yes.
Coast to
Coast. I was really hoping the BRAC show would
My dad got so mad about that fucking Space Ghost, Space Ghost Coast to Coast, because he was a huge fan of Space Ghost in the 60s.
I watched all the reruns of the cartoon. Or the 70s.
Coast to Coast is awesome.
So
Coast to Coast is awesome. Better than the original.
So messed up.
Better than the original. Okay.
Okay. Ron Howard, Leslie Nielsen, Patrick Swayze, John Ritter, Pat Morita, and Lawrence Fishburne all made guest appearances on this 1970s Army sitcom before becoming stars in their own right.
You said Army sitcom?
Yes.
I have no idea. I don't ever remember there being any Army sitcoms back then. I'm going to feel stupid when you tell me because you're smiling.
You are going to feel stupid.
No, because Shannon's fucking with you.
What was the time period for this show?
1970s into the 1980s.
It's MASH.
Yeah, Shannon was fucking with you.
I also put MASH.
The correct answer is MASH.
I said Hogan's Heroes.
It's MASH.
I didn't think it was going to be the obvious answer. Because I also don't remember John Ritter ever being on MASH.
He was a patient that wanted to commit suicide.
Legit, I originally wrote Sergeant Bilko because I didn't know, and then it just hit me suddenly.
I really thought, like, I was like, there's no way Shannon doesn't know this one.
I hate MASH. I hate MASH.
I have screen-capped images of Ron Howard and Patrick Swayze and Lawrence Fishburne and put them on Facebook as I was rewatching through MASH.
Hate MASH. What the fuck is Cadet Kelly?
That is a Disney Channel original series. Movie.
Yeah, that's
starring Hillary Duff,
man.
Yeah. I have nothing bad to say then.
And no, it was a good movie. I liked that a lot.
Chris Carlson, also known as the girl from Even Stevens or Kim Possible.
I follow her on TikTok. She's awesome.
She is awesome. Okay.
All right.
Real quick, I have a confession to make. When MASH would come on TV, the TV went off. That's why I didn't know that.
See,
I didn't like it when I was a kid, and then as I hit like high school, college, I become obsessed with watching it.
When I was younger,
because it was on like 12 times a day.
Yeah.
When I was younger,
it was all reruns back to back.
They had to run the damn show over and over again. Because I mean, they only had so many episodes. I used to watch SNL on Saturday night into the wee morning, and then Sunday I would watch the news. And then as soon as the news was over, it would be the MASH fucking block, and I would leave it on in the background, even though I didn't like that show very much. It lasted longer than the war it was based on.
It did.
Anyway,
it was so funny though.
It was so good.
I missed the Klinger already.
All right. Okay. What SNL sketch was the first to get a movie?
It's one of the two, and I think I'm going to get this wrong. I got it. No, Michaela, I wish. That would be a great movie. Never saying that word again. You had one episode where I said that word like 30 times. I'm never saying it again.
What word?
You have to go back and rewatch the episode, Michaela.
I had to take like 6 showers that night.
You okay, Jesse?
You guys all look like you're thinking super hard.
Can't think of what it's called.
I actually think I got it wrong, but I'm going to take a guess on it anyway.
Oh, I can't think of the name.
I can't think of it at all. So, all right.
If you can give me the actors from it, I will give you the point.
Couldn't even do that for you.
The character names?
Sure. She just said actors.
All right.
I just figured the actors would be easier, but.
I'm sitting here. I'm trying to think.
Come on, donkey. I don't know. Look, I'm just going to say it. Can I just say it?
Hang on.
You guys ready?
I'm right now. Go ahead.
I think I got it wrong, but I think it was Wayne's World. Party on.
Tanner.
Blues Brothers.
Oh.
Shelby.
I had no idea, so I just said Men in Black.
Jesse.
Now I don't think that I had the right movie in mind, but I tried to go for the actors. Will Ferrell, John Travolta, and Jim Carrey.
Oh, you're thinking of the Night at the Roxbury, based on the...
Yeah, Night at the Roxbury. Yeah.
No.
Tanner is correct. It's the Blues Brothers with Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
I kept going back and forth between, because I'm stuck on Dan Aykroyd. I was like, is it Blues Brothers or is it Coneheads?
Coneheads was the third one.
The other one I was thinking was Coneheads, but I was like, wait, was Night at the Roxbury earlier than Coneheads?
No.
What was the second one, Lindsay?
I don't have the list up anymore. I don't think it might have been Wayne's World, but I think that was also after Coneheads.
See, I don't know why I thought it was Stuart Saves His Family, but I think that was later too. I don't know. That one.
Yeah, that would have been like late 80s, early 90s.
I like that one. I like Stuart Saves His Family. Party on, Tanner.
That's a different duo.
All right, we got time for one more.
No.
Dude, we've already gone an hour and 20 minutes. We're not stretching this out until stretching this out until you can win, Tanner.
About serious shit.
Okay, he just wants to stretch it out until he can get enough points to beat me. Okay, fine. Let's set a number now. How many? Five? We'll do five more.
I say three.
Okay. Three. Lindsay, what's the scores? What's the scores?
Shannon is in the lead with 11. Tanner is just behind with 8. Jesse has 5, and Shelby has 2.
All right.
In
well,
Roman numerals, that is 11, and I'm tied for first.
Yes. With that logic, you are.
I will do four more. We'll split the difference. Four more. You can beat me, Tanner,
four more gives Tanner the opportunity to beat Shannon.
I'll tell you what, Tanner, if I miss the next three, then we'll do, I don't know. I'm going to win anyway. Just get on with the goddamn game.
All right. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood originated on the PBS station WQED. What city does this station call home?
All right. Well, Tanner, here's your shot. Take it over.
Fuck.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood originated on the PBS station WQED. What city does this station call home?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What kind of fucking question is
this?
God.
You guys will kick yourselves even more when you hear the answer.
Will we?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Did you say what city?
Uh-huh.
If it's not Cape Girardeau, I'm not kicking myself. And I know it's not Cape Girardeau. I don't know. I'm going to guess Chicago. I don't know.
Philadelphia.
Hmm?
I guess San Francisco.
I also said Chicago.
It's gonna be somewhere on the east side of the river.
I was thinking it was going to be in the Midwest, but then I was like, fuck it.
Pennsylvania, but it's not Philadelphia. It's Pittsburgh.
God damn it.
Mr. Rogers lived.
I don't know. I don't know where that old white bitch lived.
God damn
it. Yeah, I definitely am not. I don't know about you, Shannon, but I ain't kicking myself.
I thought more of the fact that I am the one that wrote the question.
You wrote all the questions.
Why would I think that?
Because I'm from Pennsylvania.
I mean, I get the connection.
Mr. Rogers was a show I watched all the time as a kid.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I understand what you're saying with the connection, but...
I knew wherever it was, it was on the east side of the Mississippi River because of the licensing name for the station. But,
Mr. Rogers I want to make a statement that the views of Shannon Young are not reflecting Podzilla 1985's views on Mr. Rogers. Plus, I think he was a swell guy. So,
yeah.
Okay. Sam threatened me, so I had to say that. Go on.
Uh huh. Okay. How many Star Trek TV series have there been so far?
Oh, fuck you. Good lord.
Yeah, I know. Hang on. I think...
throwing out an educated guess here.
Oh, wait.
Those are the best kind of guesses.
All right, are you counting the animated ones, too?
If it was a TV series...
Fuck it, I'm leaving it.
All right, I'm just going to say it. I think, and I'll name them off after the fact, so you can tell me which ones I got wrong. 9.
I said 8.
I said 7.
I said 8.
The correct answer is 9.
Fuck!
Damn it!
There's the original, hold on, no, the
animated. Let me try. The original, the animated, Next Generation... Uh-huh. Deep Space Nine. Yes. Voyager.
Yes.
I can't remember the one that Archer was from. The one that Scott Bakula. I don't remember the name of that one, but I remember that one. What's the name of that one, Lindsay?
Enterprise.
Was okay. That one? Enterprise. Then there was Picard. The new animated one, which I don't remember the name.
Lower Decks.
The new live action one, I can't remember its name.
Discovery.
Yeah. Damn it.
Discovery. And I just remember the other one.
Those are the current ones.
And I forgot the other one.
Honestly, like, I actually got all the live action ones. I didn't know there were animated ones.
I couldn't remember how many animated ones there were.
I didn't know there were animated ones.
I forgot myself,
but I knew the live action ones.
I didn't know about Lower Decks until I was researching questions.
I don't think I've ever heard of Lower Decks, so I was just like, that's
eight. Oh, snap, Zach Kurgis is in the house. Snoochie's Boochies. Anyway.
I forgot about Snoochie's Discovery. Boochies. I forgot that was on. Which is crazy, because it's got Anthony Mountain, and he's like my favorite actor right now. One of my favorite actors.
And the girl from Walking Dead, I don't remember her name. Something green. She's great. She's like the captain. And Doug Jones is in that. Much love to Doug Jones. All right, we got 2 more.
Okay. What TV series insanely... Blah, 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 blah. I can't read my own handwriting. What TV series insane popularity and merchant and marketability changed the way Nickelodeon operated going into the 2000s? Basically, what TV show completely changed Nickelodeon?
I said, what the goddamn hell are you talking about?
I was trying to make it sound smart, but I can't read my own handwriting, so it came out kind of jumbled and Charlie-esque.
Oh. Fuck. I don't remember the name of it. I don't remember the name of it. But I'm going to take a guess at what it was. Tanner, are you ready?
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of it. It was a game show. I called it the Goo Show. I don't know. There was goo, I think. I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you mean Temple?
Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Legends of the Hidden Temple?
I never watched Nickelodeon, so I have no idea.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I also said SpongeBob.
It is SpongeBob SquarePants. It is
SpongeBob SquarePants. That was their first billion-dollar series, and they, as much as marketing and stuff they didn't put out before with it, they couldn't pass it up, and it elevated them to the next business level, basically.
Samantha knows what I was talking about. Double Dare. It's not right, but that's what I was thinking of. Was Double Dare?
In fairness, Double Dare was one of their pilot shows.
That's why I thought you said it changed the way that they operated. Well, that changes the way you operate if it's a pilot show. Hey, I think I deserve a point.
Yeah, but no,
Price is Rice.
No,
you don't want Price is Rice.
Marketability was the key word in that one.
SpongeBob has been everywhere for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Little fucking sponge.
Yeah.
And it started in 99, so.
One more.
One more. This is the last one.
And statistically, Tanner can't win, right?
Oh, yeah. No, Tanner hasn't been able to win
no.
since the first question.
Second, the one he got right.
Good.
The first one, because there weren't enough left to like beat him anymore.
Yeah.
That's because you narrowed down the questions. Okay, last one then. In an early episode of Supernatural, Sam and Dean go over some other towns sharing similar issues to their current case. Ogdenville, North Haverbrook, and Brockway are all places in what other TV show?
Say those again.
Ogdenville, North Haverbrook, and Brockway.
By gum, it put them on the map. Well, sir, there's nothing on Earth like electrified.
Do not question your guess with mine.
It's a six-car monorail. Jesse, what's it called?
Monorail.
Lindsay, what's it again?
Monorail.
Zero asks, is there a chance the track could bend? Not in your life, my Hindu friend. Lindsay, were you sent here by the devil? No good, sir. You were on the level. It's the Simpsons.
It is the Simpsons.
Tanner, you got fucking. He's just deleting it.
I said Buffy, but it's fine.
I also said Buffy.
I actually wrote down Sabrina, but as soon as Shannon started singing the monorail song, I was like, oh, yeah, this is Simpsons.
It was written by Conan O'Brien. It was one of the all-time, Marge versus the Monorail is the name of the episode. Yep. One of my favorite episodes. Oh,
so good.
All right, let's tally up those final scores for us real quick.
All right, Shannon has won our game with 13. Tanner is in second place with 9. Jesse is following up with 6, and Shelby earned 3 points this game.
Yeah.
Hey, my tally said I had 7.
Shannon scores a first place knockout. Jesse's second place, or Tanner's second place. Jesse's in a weak third. Shelby is in another time zone. No one gets that. No one gets that reference.
Somehow managed to do 20 questions.
No one gets that reference. Okay, guys, that's going to do it for us tonight, by the way.
What do you mean nobody gets that reference?
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Did you actually get it? Or are you doing the Lindsay thing where you say you got it, but you don't really know?
I wasn't paying attention, so I don't know.
In another time zone.
What is it?
I'm pretty sure it's NBA Jam, right? Or is
It's Cars with the Zoom Zoom.
All I know is that I'm out of water.
And then they have it was made by Blizzard. It's part of the new Blizzard Arcade collection.
Oh, it's the
Rock and Racers?
Yeah, Rock and Roll Racing.
There it is, Rock and Roll Racing. In another time.
I know, right. Because I
What do you mean poor Tanner? Tell Tanner to get educated. It's
rock
fine.
Rock and Roll Racing.
It's fine. All right, guys, we're out of time.
You and I have bonded over that game several times.
We're beyond out of time. That's going to do it for us tonight. I am the winner, of course. Once again, my name is Shannon Young. Write it down in the history book. So we're going to be back tomorrow for an all-new Horse Time here on Podzilla 1985. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for playing along with us. Everybody in the chat, we love you. Mwah. Mwah. I love you. We'll see you on Horse Time tomorrow for myself, for Jesse, for Lindsay, for Shelby Chan, for Tanner Kuhn, who's a sad 9. We'll see you tomorrow. Tanner! Take us out.
This guy's bullshit.